Hi, thank you for calling XPO. My name is Andrea. How may I assist you?
How's it going? I just got an order update for you.
Okay, sure. What's the work order number?
0723-8-Charlie-06.
Okay, thank you. And your name, sir?
My name's Anthony.
Okay, thank you. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, and this is an order for Betsy Saul. Okay, I think that's the wrong number. Could you give me that work order number one more time, please?
All right, it's 0723-8-Charlie-06.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Okay, David Piazza?
Yep.
Okay.
Saucier Street.
Yes, sir. And how can I assist you with this work order?
So we went to the customer's house, and they had, how would I say it?
For the dryer, where they wanted me to hook up the venting, it was going through a window that could be opened. In the state of Massachusetts, it has to be a sealed window, so we were not able to complete the installations.
Okay, yeah, I saw the picture for that. So basically the customers hook up for the appliance that was not up to code, and so you're unable to complete the installation, and there's no other way for you guys to vent it out, correct?
Yes, there's nothing I can do today. They're going to have that fixed or get in touch with my office to have somebody specifically go out to do that before we can do the installation.
Okay. All right. And so the appliance, was that left with the customer or did it go back with you?
The product is being brought back with us. They will reschedule when they are ready.
Okay. All right. So nothing was left with the customer, everything, and no services were performed.
Yes, we just need a trip charge for heading out there.
Okay.
Do you guys automatically call DOD to get breeze codes for that stuff?
Yes, we do reach out to DOD for the breeze code.
Okay. We will need that as well if you wouldn't
okay.
mind.
All right, sure thing. I'll go ahead and reach out to confirm that, and I'll be back with you shortly, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Please hold.